Right, morning to you. Nat's on the line. Morning to you, Nat.
Morning, Stephen. I actually was sitting with Jean last night watching the program. I'm one of the staff that was working last night. Myself and her and another member of staff watched the program together. She was very emotional when she watched it back, but she was extremely happy and proud that she did it.
And has she relayed to you? Like, we've heard how she is feeling. What about the other residents within that home, Annette? Have they a different story? Do they feel reassured that it's just a consultation? Have they been reassured?
No, absolutely not. They are all in exactly the same situation. They were given this news. It was dropped on them like a bolt out of the blue. And then absolutely nobody appears to sort of answer any questions or do anything. Just the staff that are in the home are left to pick up the pieces the best they can and console these people after getting such terrible news.
Now, what do you mean, console these people? What can you describe to me? You're a member of staff within that home.
Yes.
Describe to me the net effect on the other residents. We've heard Jean. What about the other residents? Because some people might be thinking, is Jean a one-off?
No. Complete and utter devastation. We actually, as Jean said, we said it was like a wake house. People were crying. Residents were inconsolable. They just didn't know what to do.
When you say people were crying, who was crying?
Residents. Residents were crying. They were absolutely inconsolable. And because of this, you had staff crying as well, because it's an awful traumatic situation to try and cope with.
But surely there was a whole system of care put around those people by the trust when they knew they were giving these elderly, vulnerable people this news?
Absolutely nothing. The news was given to us at a meeting. Then the residents and their families were taken in individually. This bombshell was dropped brutally, in my opinion. And then that was it. They could cope with it whatever way they liked.
That couldn't have happened.
That did happen. That's the way it happened. There's absolutely no other way to describe it. That is the way that it happened.
So as staff, you were not pre-prepared by the trust and told, look, these elderly people will be given, you know, the prospect of bad news today. There wasn't a plan in place to...
Absolutely nothing. Other than the fact Mr. Compton keeps denying the fact that they put the closure on the homes themselves, because we took a ban on taking permanent residents 2 years ago. And because of that, the numbers have come down. And he keeps saying that's not the case. That's the case. And that's the only indication we had that there was chance of a possible closure. Until that morning, when the residents were being told the same day, we were told first. Other than that, we had no inclination.
You were told the same day?
We were told at 9:15 on Tuesday morning, and the residents were taken. We were told the night of the meeting to say nothing because the residents had to be sensitive to their feelings until they were told.
Were you given any guidelines, any help, any advice as to how to help the residents after hearing about this?
None. Like Jean, we were told the home was closing in 6 months' time, November. He mentioned the consultation period. I asked him, I said, is this not really a formality? And he said, yes, it was. So I don't know where you go from there. You know, they tell you one thing and they tell us something completely different. And, you know, I don't know what they, you know, we try to say what we know to be fact as far as we're concerned, and then they just contradict us every time.
I want you to describe, I actually want you to look around that home on the day that these residents were given the news. Yes. And I want you to describe what you saw in as much detail as you can.
Complete and utter devastation. Residents were inconsolable. They were losing their homes. They didn't know what to do. Relatives, family members were exactly the same. They were in the same position, but some of the residents wouldn't be able to cope with this on their own. You know, they wouldn't know the significance of it. You know, people that suffer from dementia and whatever, but their family members were going through it for them. It was complete and utter devastation is the only way I could describe it.
And what type of people are we talking about here? What age are we talking about, and what were these people saying?
We're talking about, specifically, we have a lot of very elderly in their late 80s and 90s. We have a lady as old as 100. These people were saying, we don't know what we're going to do. What are we going to do? Where are we going to go? You know, why is this happening?
I find it. I find it.
There to answer their questions.
It's my job to doubt you, right?
Fair enough.
I find it hard to believe that we have any trust in Northern Ireland, any health trust, that would walk in. The net effect of what they did was to traumatise many elderly people and walk back out the door again without any planning of aftercare. I find it impossible to believe that happened.
I'm very sorry if you find it impossible to believe, but that's exactly how it happened.
So you're telling me that we in Northern Ireland, you're telling me that we allowed a situation to happen in which 80, 90 and 100-year-olds were sitting, crying their eyes out, completely bewildered, completely confused, and there was no aftercare, no thought as to how to deal with them.
Absolutely. 100%.
Are you sure you can stand over this? Because this is a huge accusation you're making this morning.
I can stand over this. Wouldn't I tell you? I could lose my... we're not supposed to be able to talk about these things, although we had a union meeting and we were told by the union we are entitled to speak. Why should we not speak? We're not telling lies. Is it now against the law to tell the truth?
Well, let me tell you this, Annette.
Yes?
See if anybody comes anywhere close to you about what you are saying on this programme today.
As quick as lightning.
Here's what's going to happen after this call, right? Do not hang up the phone.
Right.
The team here will give you a direct line to the Nolan office. And if anybody within the trust comes anywhere near you about the fact that you are speaking in the public interest, you get on the phone to me.
Yeah.